Welcome back to Racing Pulse. We're trying to get hold of Paul Prushka, but he is proving a little elusive at the moment. So, Paul Prushka, if you're listening, let us give you a call because we want to have a chat to you about Surprise Baby. In the meantime, we're going to have a chat to Kurt Goldman, who could have been lining up in the Ramorny today with his horse Intuition, but he's been able to traverse the border restrictions and get his new gelding into Victoria for the Sir John Monash on Saturday. How are you, Kurt?
Yeah, good morning. I'm well, thank you.
Was that a tough decision to make? Did you think you were going to get stranded in New South Wales and have to go around in the Ramorny?
Oh, look, obviously it was touch and go either direction. When it was a long float trip and Grafton's actually further than Melbourne. So, yeah, I would have had to have made a call early. We accepted on Monday and just from the awkward barrier, you know, around Grafton, sort of, it didn't take long for me to make my mind up that I wanted to sort of head to Melbourne anyway.
Good pickup from you buying Intuition. How much did you have to pay for him?
Yeah, look, I think I stole him. $55,000 he was knocked down for up at the Magic Millions at the Tribe sale. And, yeah, always, you know, I mean, always sort of keep my eye out and, you know, own majority of the horse myself. And, yeah, just really wanted to, you know, have that headline horse that was obviously going to be able to sort of go back to carnivals. We sold our Good Mare Exine last year, so I was sort of lacking that top class horse, you know, to sort of get away and get to these better races. And I just felt that he was the horse that was sort of going to fit that mould for me.
Well, you must have been wrapped with his first up run down the straight behind I Am Someone.
Yeah, huge run. It's always tricky when you take on these horses because you don't sort of know what's good, bad or indifferent. You know, I mean, we were very happy with him at home. You know, his progress, we sort of didn't put too much pressure on him. He's a big, fat, sort of burly horse. So, yeah, like I said, we only gave him the one trial and we sort of just sent him down there just to get a bit of a guide, just to sort of see where he was at. I had a good few chats with Darren Biedman along the way, just sort of telling him where I was at and you know, how he was presenting at home. And you know, he assured me that he never really looked fit, that he always parades a bit burly, and, you know, he was spot on because obviously he went down there and actually ran better than what, you know, what I sort of expected out of him first up.
When you pick up these horses from the Godolphin Behemoth and James Cummings, do you actually have a chat to James? Does he give you any insight into any of the intricacies of the horse?
Look, not really. You know, I mean, all that sort of changes, obviously, in the different environments that they're in. So I try not to sort of pester them too much with things like that. But also just knowing, you know, I had a good chat before the sale with Vin Cox and a couple of others. And just, you know, I obviously, like, I had a plan that I wanted to, the sort of horse that I was after in particular. Obviously the Kosciuszko is a big race that we have for country trained horses worth big prize money. So he was, like I said, he was just a horse that just fit the guidelines that I wanted. And I knew it was only a matter of obviously getting him back to his best form, that he'd be able to sort of pick off a few races like the Monash that, you know, perhaps he's in on Saturday.
Well, you're going to be stuck at home without him on Saturday in the Monash. Who's looking after him and what are your expectations?
Yeah, look, he's going to be sent down to Mick Price's stable. Mick's kindly donated his services to help me out, which has been the case all the way through anyway. We haven't been able to send staff unless they were to do 14 days quarantine. So for these horses that travel down on a Wednesday night, you know, prior to a Saturday race, they generally just stay with someone in Melbourne and we have them looked after. Obviously there's been a few announcements this morning with the horses obviously coming back into New South Wales, so I've got to just make a few phone calls and I don't think that we can sort of shy away from still taking him to these races that obviously look good on paper. You know, he's going to go around as a live chance, but obviously just with the restrictions that they've put in place now getting them back into New South Wales, I'm just going to have a chat with the steward and just make sure that everything's okay with them going forward.
So what are those restrictions that have come out this morning from New South Wales?
Look, from what I believe is that horses are allowed to leave New South Wales to go to Victoria. but they're not allowed to leave Victoria and come back into New South Wales until further notice. Ideally, like it's, like when he went down the other week for that run at Flemington, on Sunday night, he was back on a truck and straight back home, you know, back into his stable and his yard and his normal routine. But as I'm aware of, just off a few tweets and things that have been put out this morning, that they're now going to not, they're going to allow horses to go to Victoria to race, but they're not allowed to leave Victoria and come back to New South Wales, which, like I said, it's not something I don't think we can shy away from taking the horse down, because obviously 2 weeks after the Monash is the Bletchingley, which is another Group 3 race at Caulfield. So I think, you know, ideally for us and the owners, you know, the horse is going to be best off going down there. It's just going to depend on how it's going to affect me later on, leading into, say, a race like the Kosciuszko.
Okay, that is big breaking news, which has just been put out from Racing New South Wales. All right, Kurt, we'll follow that up. Makes it tricky for New South Wales trainers, especially those with dual stables such as the Hawks and the Mar stables as well. But we're looking forward to seeing your boy down here on Saturday. Best of luck.
No worries. Thank you very much for your time.